98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
Winning brings first world problems, and here in Phoenix, we're getting a reminder of the very things we've all forgotten during a lengthy playoff drought, namely the impact of officiating. When you have a really good basketball team that's playing really big games, you are reminded just how bad officiating can be in the NBA, and in a place like Phoenix, Arizona, it even leads to conspiracy theories and persecution complexes. We've all believed for quite some time that the refs have it out for us. We've heard it for years from the team broadcasters. We've seen it with our own eyes. Tim Donaghy has even told us of nefarious plots to penalize Robert Starver. His words, not mine. We were reminded last night, once again, of what bad officiating can mean to a really good team. And that's the kind of stuff you don't have to worry about when your team is losing 60 games a season. We are also reminded of the incredible job that James Jones has done getting us to this point. He convinced the owner to give a five-year wealthy contract to the head coach. He convinced Chris Paul and Jay Crowder to come to Phoenix at a time when free agents wanted little part of us. So, what's the final move? What's his final stroke? Trading for another big who can be on the floor in high leverage situations? Trading DeAndre Ayton before having to commit $30 million a year to a guy with stone hands? Nothing at all? Like I said, these are first world problems in the NBA, and the city of Phoenix certainly welcomes them back.